Konnichiwa minasan! Hey guys, welcome to episode 12 of Rock Japan. I'm sorry this episode has taken so long to come out, but I've had a break over the summer and I'm sure you've all had a good one too. But I've not forgotten about this podcast and I find it really enjoyable to do and I hope you find it enjoyable to listen to. So I'm going to carry on with this as long as I can and hopefully I'll be able to give you guys warnings in the future if there's some weeks I can't do. But don't worry, it will continue. This episode is going to be a bit longer than usual because we've had such a long break, but hopefully I'm going to play some really good songs, and of course I've got a lot of J-Rock news that has happened over the summer to tell you about. The first song I'm going to play for you is by my favourite band at the moment, which is Gazette. Gazette have recently released two new singles, Filth and the Beauty and Regret, and they've completed a one-man tour at the beginning of 2006. That tour was called Nameless Liberty Six Guns, and I've just ordered that on DVD. And you can get the limited edition, which is 3 discs, and there's lots of bonus features, and I'm really looking forward to getting that. The release date was just a few days before this podcast was online. Of course, Gazette have their Peace and Smile tour, which was run by the PS Company label, which they are signed to. The tour didn't just include Gazette, there was Miyavi, Alice 9, Kagura, and Kra. I would love to own this DVD, but as far as I know, it's only available on one English language site online, and you must have a credit card to order. And the other stores, you can only order it off are in Japanese. I assume you could pick it up from stores if you're in Japan at the moment, but of course someone in Japan would have to verify that for me. Gazette seem to have gained more and more fans recently, playing at the Budokan, which is really great for the band, and I hope they continue to gain more popularity and be more successful. So the first thing I'm going to play by them is Filth and the Beauty, which is my favourite, I think, of the two. The beginning of it is quite interesting, because it has female vocals in it. It sounded to me at first like the beginning of a J-pop song, but just stick with it and I think you'll like it. So this is Filth and the Beauty by Gazette.
We'll be right back.
that was Gazette with Filth in the Beauty. Hopefully when I get their new live DVD, I'll be able to tell you a bit about that. But I've seen clips so far, and so far it looks really, really good. They mainly play tracks off their new album, Nil, and it looks really, really exciting, with all the band looking really, really energetic and the audience enjoying it really good. Other bands on the PSC label are doing quite well as well, with Miavi releasing two new albums recently. One being mostly a singles collection album with a couple of new tracks, and the one that was released just this week, I believe, is a collection of solo things in his solo style, or dokuso, which is where he uses his gig pig and does everything himself. So he'll have bells on his feet, guitar in his hand, and singing all at the same time, like he used to perform on LFX. I'm actually going to play a song from his singles collection album, which is called Miyabi Pops. This song is one of the new ones, and it's called Aretachi Dake no Fighting Song. Aretachi Dake no Fighting Song by Miyavi. As you may well know, Miyavi's previous band was called Dura Quads, and I'm a really big fan of them, so I've decided to play one of their songs on this podcast. This was the last song that they played at their last live, so the last song they ever performed together, and it's really, really emotional watching it. Miyavi, who, as you all know, is a very, very happy person, very Genki. He ends up just sobbing over his guitar while doing a great solo. It's really sad. And the vocalist, Sakito, just ends up sitting on the floor and weeping. It's really sweet, but really sad. But the song's really emotional, and that made me a big fan of the song just watching their last live. So that's what I'm going to play. It's called Meikyu Suzuri. And apologies if I pronounced that wrong. I haven't learnt Japanese before, but I'm taking it this year, so hopefully I'll be better soon. Enjoy the song. That was Jula Quartz. The next band I'm going to introduce is Despairs Ray, who I've never played on this show before. This is one of the first songs I heard by them. It's called Dears, which sort of reminds me of the name of Gackt's fan club and a song by Gackt, but we'll get past that. I find this song really original and heavy. It sort of reminds me of one of Duran Gray's iconic songs, like Umbrella, the one that when everyone hears, they want to cheer and jump along and scream and sing with them. I don't know if that's true because I haven't watched very many of their lives, but I sort of feel that that's how I would feel if I heard this song live. So tell me what you think, leave me a comment, and I hope you enjoy the song. This is Dears by Despairs Ray. That was Dears by Despairs Ray. Despairs Ray's last releases, I believe, are their DVD, The World Outside the Cage, which was released in March, and their single, Kogeru Yori ni Saitahana, which was released in April, and the A-type of that single is out of print already, according to CD Japan. So that's quite good for the band, I think. Despesrei are touring in Europe, which is quite exciting. They're going to Germany, Switzerland, Denmark and Finland. All the dates and information are up on Japanese Music Europe. The link is on the left of this podcast. So if you can make it to those shows, then please do go. It's always great to have more support of Japanese music over here in Europe. The Visual Kei band Blurred are also touring Europe, playing in Vienna in Austria, Barcelona in Spain, and Athens in Greece. That tour is organised by Japanese Music Europe, so I hope everything goes to plan and that Blurred have a really good time over there. Another band that's touring is Dorian Gray, of course. They never seem to stop touring, really. They've announced the upcoming dates for the new tour, which is called Inward Scream. They're all in Japan, which is quite good because they haven't performed in Japan for a while. We've got performances in Kyoto, Yokohama, Osaka, Hiroshima, and Chinkiba. Of course, Dorian Gray have been very busy, being on the Family Values tour supporting Korn, and about to embark on the Family Values tour too. They've also got plans for a new album coming out maybe sometime in December. They haven't released a date for that, but they've definitely said they're going to do that. Of course, their last single was called Ujaku no Aim, which has been released and has gone down quite well, I think. And they've announced a new single, which is called Agitated Screams of Maggots. And a lot of people are quite not sure what to think about this new title. I think I'm going to leave off any reservations for now. But I really liked Ujaku no Aim, musically anyway. Not too sure about the lyrics. But it sort of seemed to me like Kyo had written them in a rush to get something out. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. That's just my opinion. So I'm going to play that song for you, their last single. See what you think of it, drop me a comment, and I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back. So that was the Ludacuna Aim by Dorian Gray. I was speaking about Dorian Gray being on the Family Values Tour in America earlier, and one of the bands on the Family Values Tour with them, Bullets and Akatane, have been releasing tour diaries of their day, and they've captured Dorian Gray on quite a few of them. We've had a very drunk Di on two occasions, one of the most recent being 2 days ago, maximum 2 days ago. And Di is completely drunk. He is. I mean, we know Di likes beer. We've seen the Five Ugly tour. But I don't think we've ever heard him say this before.
Fuck you, rockstar, bitch!
Now, to clarify, that was I'm a fucking rockstar, bitch. Apparently. I mean, lots of people have theories that it might be a lobster. But I think we should leave the lobster jokes aside because that's been overdone. You can check out that video on YouTube if you want to. Shinya's quite sweet. He keeps trying to look at the camera. And the other guys seem quite nice as well. So it's good to know that Dorian Gray are mixing with other American bands, and hopefully they're able to communicate as well. Dorian Gray have been doing meet and greet sessions, shaking hands, signing autographs and things for fans at the Family Values Tour, which is nice. So I wish the band all of the success, especially as they're going to have been going 10 years next January. So I wonder if we've got anything in store. Probably the new album, I guess, for that. So I look forward to that. I've been talking quite a while now, so I'm going to play a song. It's by a band that I don't know very much about, but I do really, really like their music, and their visuals are quite interesting as well. This song I heard and I just absolutely love it. I would love to do it at karaoke, but I expect it would be a bit hard, as you'll see when you listen to it. I was just blown away when I heard it, just everything about it, and especially if you look at the lyrics, which I do recommend because they're equally beautiful in English as they are in Japanese. They just give up some lovely visual imagery. It's very interesting. So this is by Rendra and Soy, and it's called Protoplasm, and it's their latest single. That was Protoplasm by Rendra and Soy. Their latest release was an album called Rendra and Soy, which has that single on it, and the single Karasuera no Taji. It's got very good reviews, and I'm quite enjoying it, and I look forward to hearing more from them. I'm going to play one more song on this episode, and it's by the female J-Rock artist called Kitare Nana. Incidentally, she's going to be on Tainted Reality Radio and giving an interview on the September the 7th. She's only 19, but previously released an album when she was 18, entitled 18, with songs that she wrote all the lyrics for but didn't compose the songs herself. She said in a recent interview with Japanese Music Europe that she's looking to compose more of her own songs. She recently performed at Otakon in America, after one of her songs was used as the ending theme to Full Metal Alchemist. I haven't heard a great much of her songs, but for the ones I've heard, they tend to have quite a punk rockish feel, and she said that female punk rockers, singers, solo singers have influenced her. I think this song is quite enjoyable, if a little poppy for the kind of things I normally listen to. But it's very difficult to get good female vocalists, and I quite enjoyed this, so I hope you do too.
Thank you.
So that was Guitar de Nana with Pionis. So that's come to the end of the episode, and I really hope you've enjoyed it. And don't forget to leave me a comment. Once again, I apologise for having such a long break. But I always remember this podcast, and it's really nice to get comments from people even when I'm not making shows. It's really encouraging. So please do drop a comment and tell me what you think, or what bands you'd like to hear more of, or any J-Rock news you'd like me to say on the show. Okay, thank you for listening. This has been Eve on Rock Japan episode 12.